From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Catalonia declares its independence. Catalonia's regional parliament declared independence from Spain on Friday in a disputed vote that is now likely to be declared illegal by Spain's constitutional court. Separatist lawmakers erupted in applause as the vote was approved. Most opposition lawmakers had left the chamber in protest moments before the vote. In response, the Spanish Senate in Madrid voted today to give wide-ranging powers to the central government to rescind Catalonian autonomy. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy told reporters what happened today in the Catalonia Parliament is irrefutable proof of how necessary it was for the Spanish Senate to approve the proposal that the Spanish government made. Today, the Catalonia Parliament has approved something that not only goes against the law, but is a criminal act. Here in Washington, White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked if the president has at all reached out to either the Catalonians or to Spain.
I'm not aware of any phone calls today, but we certainly echo the State Department and again reiterate our support for a unified Spain.
The Catalan motion calls for beginning an independence process that includes drafting Catalonia's new laws. The Trump administration scrambled Friday to distance itself from the decision to award a $300 million contract to help restore Puerto Rico's power grid to a tiny Montana company from Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's hometown. The White House said federal officials played no role in the selection of the Whitefish Energy Holdings by the Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority. The administration disavowed the contract amid a growing number of investigations and a bipartisan chorus of criticism from Capitol Hill.